This is Building Bridges with Ken Nash and Mamie Rosenberg. We speak with Susana Prieto, Mexican labor lawyer, workers' rights advocate, and now political prisoner, whose life and those of her attorneys are in jeopardy. Throughout the month of May, as the coronavirus pandemic was peaking in Mexico, Susana Prieto, a top Mexican labor attorney who has been defending workers' rights for over three decades, was making her voice heard. As a result, the well-known advocate of workers' rights has been arrested on accusations of inciting violence, threats, and coercion of public officials, a move supporters denounced as retribution for advising wildcat strikers at U.S.-owned factories.
And now her supporters fear for her life and the lives of her attorneys, and are asking for President López Obrador to intervene on Prieto's behalf and withdraw the trumped-up charges and repeal NAFTA 2.0. And Building Bridges calls on all supporters of labor rights to join us in the fight to do so by contacting binationalcampaign@gmail.com. That's binationalcampaign@gmail.com.
You know, I'm trying to recover in my life. It's not easy to be in jail in any circumstances, but less when you are not guilty. When the government fabric many situations in order to appear that I'm guilty. I have a terrible sin. I defend the workers of the maquila against the maquiladora on the frontier of Mexico. That's it. It's very complicated to listen most of the time that we have new commercial treatments like the new NAFTA. And we hope to have better opportunities to fight, but the workers have better lives, better wages.
Susana, if we could start before we get to the details of your arrest and the conditions in the maquiladoras that you were struggling against. Since in this country we just experienced the president of Mexico, President López Obrador, coming here very warmly greeting and without masking himself or without social distancing President Trump, who we have serious, serious political, economic, social issues, cultural issues with. Can you maybe give us a sense of what your own feelings are about how President López Obrador, who many of us thought would be a great champion of the working class, how does he fit into the conditions and betterment of the working class of Mexico?
Oh, unfortunately, AMLO has displayed a weak political stance before the employers who break law. He has proposition in discourse and another's in action. AMLO is saving more with politicians by the day. And this administration has not ended the Charrista Union's collective employer protection contract. The pillage that is the union quotas is composed of millions stolen from workers. And it does not end with different parties in power. There is no liberty or democratization for unions, nor does it seem that there is any work done to obtain it. I'm a political prisoner of Tamaulipas and Chihuahua for fighting for obtaining union liberty and democratization against the interests of manufacturing industries, which prefer to work with corrupt unions. Being corrupt with them because unions that damage the interests of the workers, that keep them with misery wages, excessive shifts, without security, and with many health risks are loved by North American manufacturing industries. Maquiladoras do not respect Andrés Manuel López Obrador, nor his executive orders, and the display with the thousands of deaths of their workers which have and will continue to result from keeping maquiladoras open, disobeying the executive order of sanitary emergency, which ordered them to close as response to pandemic, and which continue to be open today.
Susana, let me just stop you to ask you if you could tell us more, because not all of our listeners know about what the maquiladoras are. So if you can tell us about the maquiladoras and the conditions that were there that caused you to put yourself in a situation where you were protesting and ultimately were arrested and your life completely upended, you who struggle for workers' rights.
But we can make two comparisons with Matamoros, Tamaulipas, and Juarez City in Chihuahua, because the number of the workers or employees in the maquiladora are different. We have 85,000 employees in Maquiladora in Matamoros, and we have 328,000 workers in Juarez City. The conditions in Matamoros are different than Juarez, because in Matamoros they have unions that is CTM adscription. You know, one of the workers' centrals more corrupt in this country. When you arrive, when the maquiladora arrived to Mexico, they want to obtain a special permit from the Secretaría de Relaciones Exteriores. And when they say, I want to go to Juarez, they can find a paradise, because the governor in Chihuahua warranted that you will not have any unions. And if the workers don't have the possibility to have unions, they don't have any possibilities to defend against the maquiladoras. And it's the reason that because they spend $9 daily for 10 or 12 hours working per day, for example. And if you are talking about Matamoros or Reynosa, Tamaulipas, all of the workers are in unions dependent of CTM. So the unions in these cases are the help of the Human Resources Department. They do not represent the interests of the workers. They defend the maquiladoras, and they live from the quotas of the workers. And you have the possibility to, what I say, then the workers don't have any other possibility. They have better wages or salaries or labor conditions or opportunities of life if don't have unions, independence, democratic, because when the unions are not or don't have this requirement, it's very easy to obey every year the orders of the maquiladoras defending their interests, not the workers' interest. That is the case of Matamoros, because in 15 years, did not increase the wages of the workers. In 15 years. And in Juarez, it's a little different, because they don't have unions, and the workers are very resignated, then they don't have any person who fight against the maquiladoras in order to have better wages or opportunities in life. And suddenly, one lawyer like me say, I can be your voice. I can fight for you. You can be have better wages and everything, you know. And I began 5 years ago in Juarez, And I decided to use the media, the social media, in order to give some advices at the workers in Old Mexico. And I have contact with the workers of Matamoros, Reynosa, Tijuana, you know, Hermosillo, and Chihuahua. But I think it's very important to say that everybody knows me around the world with the case of Lexmark in Juarez, because I was working because the workers of Lexmark are dying by cancer, because they clean the toner cartridge from the impresoras, from the printers, you know? And it was the first case that made the attention of the international press because the visit of the Pope to Juarez. You know, after that, the Matamoros workers know me, and in the last year, they pretend to roll one of the annual bonuses, that it was 32,000 pesos, because the maquiladora doesn't want to pay this amount for the worker because it was a lot of money. So we have a terrible fight against the unions and maquiladoras in Matamoros. And finally, we obtained the registration of an independent union, like it's Sindicato Nacional Independiente de Industrias y Servicios, Movimiento 2032. So after that, it could be the situation, then the maquiladoras do not obey the executive order of Andrés Manuel López Obrador, then close the maquiladoras during the pandemic of coronavirus. They never close. They only close with the United States saying do it because they don't have enough raw resources. But they open after they want, because United States have the position to order the maquiladoras, but not the president of Mexico. That is the reason that I'm a prosecutor. I'm prosecutor for the governors of Tamaulipas and Chihuahua, because I think it's the order of the owners of the money, maquiladoras owners.
Describe for us the kind of industries that are in the maquiladora region or district.
When we are talking about the industries of cars, automobiles, and the government, the U.S. government, its influence and to keep the wages very low. Because you can have the warranty, then you will have a poor people for many generations. In order to guarantee, then you will have workers for any generations with low wages.
Are there also defense industries that are located, military-based production that take place in the maquiladoras?
Yeah. This one, automotive, electronics, computers, and not only for autos. We have a lot of industry.
Susanna, you were arrested at a demonstration protesting the health conditions in maquilas because they were allowed to open up, despite the fact that most of the other industries throughout the country had to close down, except for those that were necessary workers. What kind of conditions were you protesting, and what is your demands on the maquilas with regard to the conditions under COVID-19?
No, I was arrested because I am fighting against the CTM unions in Matamoros. And The other situation is that you are talking on this in your questions to defend the health conditions of the workers in Maquila in Juarez. But I think that they have interest. You know what happened? Then we obtained the registration of that independent and democratic sindicato or union in Mexico. I was fighting in Juarez for 30 years in order to have a local union, but Chihuahua government never gave us, because that is a warranty of the maquiladora in Chihuahua. But now we have a national union. I, like a legal representative of this union, can fight against the maquiladoras in the all 33 cities that have maquiladoras in Mexico with this union. So I'm very dangerous because I'm not corrupted. And I defend the workers against the low salary, the low wages, the new condition of security and health. And, you know, then I'm a risk against the maquiladora because finally I have the registration of this union, and it's national. So I can work not only in Tamaulipas now, but in Chihuahua, Coahuila, or the all 32 entities in Mexico. So they are very worried because my fight in Matamoros, Tamaulipas, against the unions of CTM was incredible, and we obtained something like Maquiladora saying then we lost $300 million with this movement, and they want to criminalize me because they want to destroy the head of this movement. So I think they are violating the Chapter 23 of the new NAFTA.
Susanna, in terms of your case, you were first arrested and put in prison. Now you were let out of prison, but the case still proceeds against you. Do you think that the fact that the independent unions are behind you, that exert pressure for the government to release you from prison even though they didn't drop the charges?
Absolutely, because all the charges have the relation with my fight against the maquiladoras. In Matamoros, Tamaulipas, you know, the persons who denounced me, it's the employers of the government of Tamaulipas, the employers of the labor courts. They invent some actions that say that I do. That is false. And in Juarez, the maquiladora is Electrocomponentes de México and Adient, before named like Johnson Controls, that is the leader in the United States of the textile industry for interiors or American cars. So I'm very sure there is a political, economic prosecutor against me in order to stop my fight to have better conditions for the workers.
Susanna, is there any benefit at all, or things the same or maybe worse, in terms of the new NAFTA, as we're calling it, the new agreement? Has anything changed or been bettered for the workers in the maquiladoras?
I think it's worse, and it will be worse every day, because you need to think in the pandemic, international pandemic, and we have a lot of workers fired in consequence in order to reorder the capital interests. You know, so now they are contract only by 1 month or 3 months, and most of the time are very scared to lose their jobs. And in these conditions, they keep quiet. They don't say nothing just to obtain $9 per day. Because $9 per day, say the workers, are better than nothing. And this will be approached for the maquiladora in the north of Mexico. We will be more poor every day if we are talking about the workers.
You started our conversation by talking about what happened to you. Tell us more about your experience in prison and what we can do to support you, dear sister.
Oh, they tried to destroy me completely. Leaving jail, maybe it's not so dangerous because I learned that we have more bad people outside the jail than in the jail. But I was very scared because I think the real purpose of the government, the juniors, and maquiladoras is to kill me. So I never sleep. Only 2 hours per day, but during the day, requiring
one of my partners,
then please care me. Please, something can come and can kill me. I need to sleep, but I'm scared. Please care me for 2 hours in order to recover my forces to continue living. Seeing my daughter who is in a university, being dressing out in order to visit me, to give me a plate of food. My family, my daughter, my 4 sons, my husband was destroyed because they are criminalized me. I think that maquiladora unions and governments want to kill me, and I'm very scared. I'm working to recover in my spirit of fight because I don't want to give them the possibility to destroy me. If you can help me, you need to understand that in Mexico, need 2 months in order to fabricate delinquents. And they will spend 3 or 4 years in order to resolve my appeal, my amparos, in order to demonstrate that I'm not guilty. So if you want to help me, pressure the Mexican government in order to resolve my appeal in 2 months, because they spent 2 months in order to fabric some crimes against me.
So, Susana, we should also very specifically put pressure on the president of Mexico, AMLO, President López Obrador, to intervene, and is the issue to dismiss all the charges against you, Susana, consummate labor lawyer and organizer.
They don't have anything against me. The investigation of the prosecutor is very weak. It's nothing. AMLO only need to say of the amparo judges and the appeal magistrado in Tamaulipas, who is the pen of the Governor Cabeza de Vaca that make my case like a priority and resolve immediately.
So who should we contact?
You can contact Sandlon, and you can contact the president and the president of the Supreme Court in order to try to improve, to obtain my resolution as soon as possible. And the name of this man, it's a lawyer, is Arturo Saldívar Lelo de la Rea, and the address is Pino Suarez Avenue, number 2, downtown, in Cuauhtémoc District, in Mexico City, because he is the president of the Supreme Court in Mexico. And he has the possibility in order to influence, not to influence, but pressure the judges in order to make a priority my resolutions. Because, you know, if the justice is not pronta, rápida, it's quickly, it's not justice.
Susana Prieto, we will stay in touch with you. Thank you. Stay strong. And our hearts are with you.
Thank you very much.
We've had the privilege of speaking with Mexican labor leader, workers' rights icon, and now political prisoner, Susana Prieto, in the fight for her life. To demand all charges against Prieto be dropped, build some bridges by going to binationalcampaign@gmail.com. That's binationalcampaign@gmail.com, spelled B-I. nationalcampaign@gmail.com.
This has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg
and Ken Nash. And log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.